running, jogging, walking. However, the estimated 60,000 participants made it to the finish line at Piedmont Park. Volunteer Robert Strong made sure they got a little love.
I know how they feel. Sometimes you're so tired, worn out, stuff, then you're like, boom! Somebody just give you, you know, see that smile and stuff, pick them up. Good job, young man.
An ecstatic Lori Wasseljack of Cumming needed no pick-me-up. This year, she finished.
Last year, I had tripped before the race even started. I tripped up a curb and was bleeding for the first person at the medic. So, but we made it.
The forecast of heavy rain promised runners a soggy course. Not about to let wet sneakers get in her way, Wasseljack got creative.
Just duct taped up my sneakers. I thought I was going to need it because of the rain, but obviously I need it because of the mud.
After crossing the mostly dry finish line, runners funneled into a swampish Piedmont Park. Wasseljack's duct tape sneakers may be the only ones that survived. Security was another concern. The one word on Emmett Bell's sweat-soaked t-shirt explained why. Boston.
I was wore it in remembrance of what happened to the people in Boston during the Boston Marathon.
Bell noticed extra police along the route, but what he and most runners didn't notice was the massive behind-the-scenes operation involving local, state, and federal agencies. The only time police intervened was when two runners broke out into a fight. Jim Burris, WABE News.